Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Tilly Freed. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, January 13th. Here are your headlines to start your day. Joel Moker, the Northwestern History and Economics Professor, was honored at the Nobel Prize ceremony in Sweden on Sunday. Moker received the award in Economic Sciences for his research into innovation-driven economic growth. Two women are suing the Chicago Botanical Gardens after sustaining serious injuries while attending a holiday event last month. The pair were hurt when a projection screen collapsed on top of them. Each woman seeks more than $50,000 from the defendant. In a Thursday night hearing, Chicagoans criticized the Chicago police force for allegedly assisting ICE in their operations. Illinois filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration on Monday. The lawsuit cites increased immigration officers in the state as a cause of confusion and chaos. Illinois, along with Minnesota, who also filed a similar lawsuit, seeks an injunction to stop immigration operations in the state. A suspect is in custody for the fire that burned down the oldest and largest synagogue in Mississippi. He has been identified as 19-year-old Jackson resident Stephen Spencer Pittman and was turned in by his father. Following the harsh crackdown on protesters in Iran, President Trump declared a 25% tariff on any country that does business with Iran. This could include China, a significant trading partner of both Iran and the U.S. The tariffs could also impact India, who is already adjusting to previous tariffs imposed by Trump. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Tilly Freed. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.